Okay, good deal. Hey, good morning. So let me introduce myself. My name is Devon, and obviously we have Pastor John, our lead pastor, and then we have one of our elders, Dale Griner. Hey, if you're new with us, this is something that we're starting to do as well. So this is our Life Church podcast, or as we call it, Life Matters. We're doing Life Together Matters, and we discuss the matters of life. So today we're going to just talk about the first obvious reason, why do the podcast? And I think that's what we talked about over the last couple of months and trying to get our heads around it. With the business of Easter and all those things like that, now we finally have opportunity to slow down and, all right, let's just wing it. Let's go.
Yeah.
So let's start with this. Guys, why are we doing this?
Man, I like your point of we've been trying to do this for some time and just now actually getting to a spot where we can pull it off. But I think we have a responsibility to our people to disciple them well. And so there's always kind of that question of how do we disciple people well? How do we connect with them in kind of these matters of life, of the everyday? And obviously there's parts of it through the main sermon and through our small groups. We also recognize that people live really busy lives and they're longing for more. I think one of the cool things about our church is we're reaching people who kind of all across spectrums of kind of where they are in the relationship with God, where they are in their journey. And so people that we're reaching, they're craving more, they're longing for more. And so we kind of almost like, I noticed almost this trend of people just going and looking for something online. Mm-hmm. And so I found myself like kind of wanting to say, okay, like, all right, yeah, this is a good one or this is not a good one. And then I realized there's just too many things out there for me to like actually give a solid response to like, yes, watch this, but don't watch this. Or we all know that the YouTube trail of like you start watching one thing and maybe it is solid.
YouTube
and,
theology.
That's right. Right. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the things we're running into is we're increasingly in a world where people aren't necessarily having the opportunity to always be shepherded by their home church. Yeah. And you know, this is primarily for Life Church, for the community of believers that we have here, so we can shepherd them in other ways, make this accessible. So, you know, if somebody's driving or on their way to work, they can just listen to it, probably not watching the video version of it.
Don't look and drive. Don't be distracted.
Please don't.
Probably don't do that.
I think they can kind of pick this up whenever, and hopefully in time doing this, you know, there's things that I get into in a sermon that maybe I can't flesh out in all the ways, or there are things that are just made more accessible through a conversation. And so we can sit and have a conversation together, talk about things. And so, you know, I find us pretty often, us and others who kind of come in, and we'll sit down and we'll have conversations, and we find ourselves often saying like, man, wish we would have recorded that because that was good stuff. That's kind of at least my thought on it.
For me, I am one of the people that spend a lot of time on videos, and to your point of YouTube theology. Now, the thing is, I know that I have the resources and to go and find out, are these things that they're saying, are these true? They might be interesting. And I find a lot of times, you know, there's so many videos and there are so many pastors. There are good pastors out there.
Right.
And then there are not so great pastors,
right?
That's
also true.
That was a very nice way of saying it. Yes. But I'm going to love
them
anyway.
There are many bad ones.
So, but in looking at them, like I said, I have the resources to go, but not everybody has those same resources. Not everybody's been given the tools to know. And so knowing that those are out there and there are some interesting things and seeing how much I get wrapped up in it sometimes and the rabbit trails that I will chase down, if I didn't know where to go to take those rabbit trails, I might end up in the wrong places. And so that's, I think that's a wonderful reason.
Well, you know, I think that's because like YouTube, the algorithm, all that stuff,
TikTok.
It kind of runs on like what gets the most clicks or likes or whatever. Yeah. And the danger in that is what tends to like draw people in and us, because we're inquisitive and we want to learn. And so it's the controversial matters.
The tickle the ear.
Yeah, yeah. That thing that's like, oh, that would be fun. I want to see. And so a lot of these like videos or podcasts or whatever, they're kind of pushing the envelope of like appropriate thought, maybe not appropriate is the right word, but true thought, a good response to what scripture says and how it applies. And so sometimes they're getting into whether it's matters that are just almost silly. You know, Paul says, don't argue over useless genealogies and like just a waste of time things. And so I think there's one, people can kind of go through rabbit trails of they get caught up in just like really useless information or worried over things that we're not called to be worried about. Things that God didn't give us a full explanation to.
What day is the world going to end?
Right, right. Yeah. I think that's a good one. Like, people get caught up. Oh, like, what exactly does this mean when God was intentionally vague about things? Right. And I think there are many matters in which God's intentionally vague, because it comes back to, okay, are we going to trust him? Not is he going to prove himself to us so that we can trust ourselves?
That's right.
And then kind of like he's our hired bodyguard or whatever.
It's a good soundbite, by the way. What they're quoting is 1 Timothy chapter 1, actually, where Paul talks about the genealogies and worried about these irreverent myths and things of that. And he does even mention to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, where he says people will be full or be itchy and will want to fulfill and satisfy their desires. Yeah. So that's one thing we're going to do on the podcast now. We're going to quote the Bible and actually give context to it. Yeah. So as we do that, we see that, and that leads me to our next question, when I think about it. It's so different trying to pastor a church in the 21st century than, I believe, than our brothers who pastored back in the 50s and 60s, the previous century. Like, just kind of describe some of those elements of that. But what does it mean for a pastor to still shepherd, but it looks different in the 21st century? Kind of unpack that for us. What do you think it looks
like? I totally thought you were about to call me old.
Hey!
What was it like back in the 50s?
Back in the day, man.
Obviously, in my time in ministry, so I've been in over 20 years, kind of from start to where I'm at, and just seeing the change of technology, the impact of it, the rapid nature of life. I think life moves very quickly now, the amount of information that's out there. So, when I first started out, you know, if somebody wanted to go watch some sermons on YouTube, that's kind of like what was there. There might be some stuff. Podcasts were still a relatively new thing. And so only the big people out there were doing them. And so there wasn't really a thought of like, for at least in my mind, for the local church of like, oh, this is just a normal part of potentially discipleship. I think in the last few years, my mentality has kind of shifted on it of like, you know what I mean? I'm not like real big into technology. I don't like, I have a Facebook. That is the extent of my social media presence. And I think I posted on there last year or something.
I can't say much. I'm right there with you on my own personal social media. I'm right there with you.
So I mean, like, I tend to like be weary of those things, but if it's something that can be used for God's glory, and so if people are going to engage in videos and podcasts and stuff, then man, I want to make sure that we are giving a healthy opportunity, at least for our church, for our context. Like, I have zero interest in this becoming like something that for the masses, that's not what this is intended for. And I'm not saying that like if somebody outside of our church wants to listen, And I hope they are blessed by it. I hope they're encouraged by it. But that's not what our design is for. That's not who we're aiming for. We're trying to disciple and shepherd the people that God has placed under our care and do it to the best of our ability. And so, I mean, you know, the primary role of a pastor, a shepherd, is to teach. And that was one of the things that was kind of a conviction on my heart, because there is a lot of my job, our jobs, that goes into like administration and planning and all these different types of things. But I was like, man, how much can I invest into opportunities where I can teach and teach as much of our church is as often as possible? To not that I'm the end all to be all, like, I mean, y'all know we sit around and talk and I don't have all the answers. But actually, I think that's one of the cool things about the podcast like this is, you know, we get wisdom from multiple people, and, you know, and not necessarily just us, but, you know, if we have other people that are coming in on different topics and things, and we can kind of dive into these things a little bit in a different way and offer more opportunities for teaching and learning and growing and seeing God's word applied in our lives. Yeah.
That's the beauty of what Paul says about the church, and you know, to your point of like, none of us have all the answers. But that is the beauty of like having hands, feet, and different parts of the body as we come together and we start putting together the body. You know, we become the body. To answer your question, though, I do think it's interesting you went that far. You know, I wasn't alive then, brother. I don't have any idea what they were doing in the 50s. But to kind of answer the question, though, I think it's easier to go back to COVID. So pre-COVID, COVID is what changed how things work. And everybody realized, like, I can do church online. And church online has become a different thing. You know, is began to grow to where now it is like you can do church in church and church online. And so you get the best of both. You can have both. Some do, you know, some still just do one. But, you know, a lot of people have moved in, and at least the churches have grown to a way that they do these videos. These videos have become more popular. So to assume and not take that, take advantage of that opportunity as a church and shepherding our people.
Yeah, and I think that's because you talk about like the church online, church in person, and I want to be clear, like, we're not advocating for like this or like watching church online doesn't replace the gathering of believers.
Absolutely,
you know, we're told we're like spur one another on to gather together. Don't miss out on that. And so
Hebrews chapter 10.
There you go. Very good.
And so
verse 23 to 25.
We are not in any way saying like, hey, just watch the podcast or watch church online. Like, I'm glad those are resources. Right. And that's what this is. This isn't additional. This is a resource. This is a snack.
Take your vitamins.
That's right. That's right. Take the vitamins.
And, like that.
And so, and honestly, one of the other things that I'll run into at times is people would like to know about a particular topic. You know, they want to know like, hey, what about this thing or this thing? And I'm not going to like go through all topics because I don't want to pigeonhole ourselves into like, we better hit that one next week. but people want to know like, what about this particular topic? And what does our church hold to? What do we see Scripture saying? That's the more important question. What does Scripture say about these things, and what can I rely upon? And so, you know, but everybody has different questions at different times. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to, over time, being able to build a resource bank for people where when somebody's like, hey, what does the Bible say, or what is our perspective on this particular topic or that particular topic? You know, that I can, one, have a conversation with them, but two, I can also say, hey, if you're willing to go check out the podcast, go check on the Life Matters, and there's one titled this, and it's you're gonna have an extended period of time of us talking about that particular matter.
Yep, no, that's good. I appreciate that. I think that'll be good for not only the people who are looking and watching online, but also be good for us because as we continue to grow in our, yes, maturity in Christ, but then also growing in unison in the church, we start to see that nobody never fully arrives. Until Jesus comes back, we will not be complete. We will not be perfect. So to see that library kind of build up, I think it's a beautiful vision for just to see the progression of the saints, but also to see just how much God works in a period of time from 1 year to the next. And I think that would be a good challenge for you guys. And we encourage you to do this, actually. As we build this library for the podcast, we want those questions. So please send them into the website. We're going to put it in the, to the link, or put it to the lower thirds. Info@lifechurchsouth or info@lifechurchsouth is what is it?
Info@lifechurchsouth.
There we go. We're going to put it in there. So then you just put in your questions and we'll filter those questions as we go and build the library together.
Because if there's people in the church that are taking making use of this resource, then then we want to make sure that we're kind of trying to dive into those things. And I mean, even for me, just yesterday somebody got me after the sermon and they're like, hey, like this sermon had brought up some questions in my mind. And so we just sat and we talked about the questions and the application of it. And that's one of the things that I know we're hoping to do here is take some of the sermons and sometimes topics and say, okay, hey, what questions did this bring up for us? Right. What things did this kind of tug at our hearts or pull at our minds or other branches of the same tree that we need to kind of run off into? And I think it'll be a lot of fun. And, it's definitely different because, we're not scripted. I know you got some kind of thoughts as to like directing the general conversation.
We're not supposed to be telling people there's a script.
If you got a script, you got something I didn't get, and you're very good at memorizing.
We all know that is not true.
Oh, it'll be good. And I'm looking forward to it. And one of the things that we'll talk about the sermons, but I think another thing that we can get into a little bit is what is our mission as a church? Why do we do things the way that we do them? Yeah. Why do we have elders? Why do we set up small groups the way that we do that? And what is the setup? Is John just a dictator? No, he's not. There's a plurality of elders, and there's a reason behind that. So I think that'll be one of the things we can get into, too. But I think what we can stop at here before we end is kind of just give us the overview of the church. What is the mission, or what are our core values, and why is that driving us?
Yeah, and I think that's I like what you said there. I want to kind of jump on that for a second. That the why we do what we do, because I kind of generally break up theological matters into three tiers. You have those first tier matters. They're essential for salvation. Those are the things that there's no debate on them. Scripture was blatantly clear about them. And so we're going to all churches should stand by these things. Then second tier matters. Those are things that sometimes denominationally or just kind of different churches might have a different perspective. There's scripture speaks about these things, but maybe there is some room for interpretation. Right. And then there's tier three matters, which are things that scripture doesn't give kind of an answer to, here's the way to do it. Scripture didn't say
the style,
do a podcast, right?
The style of the floor.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so the decisions that we made about how to do this, Scripture didn't tell us. So, we spent some time today saying, okay, here's why we're doing this. And to your point, in this series and in this Life Matters podcast, we can take time to say, okay, hey, here's something we do as a church. Here's why we do it. And maybe it is because it's a first-year matter. Maybe because it's a second tier matter, or maybe it's a third tier matter, and we just kind of want to say, here's why we made the decision that this is what's right for us.
That's good.
And then getting to your actual question, our passion point, our mission statement, grow, love, reach. We want to grow in our knowledge and our understanding of God and of each other. We want to love God, and we want to love the people that He created, and do that in action. And we want to reach out to our neighbors, and we want to reach out to the nations. And so, I think when we consider this podcast. We will be developing one our knowledge and our understanding mm-hmm. of the things of God and the things of community. We will be developing our application of, okay, how do we actually carry out loving God? How do we carry out right. loving the people around us? And for reaching, like, hopefully, like, that reaching something that's active we have to do. Yeah. And so, even though I said, like, this podcast is for our church, we want to know that there's a practical reality that maybe there's going to be people who are kind of interested checking out the church, and they get a chance to,
yep.
to kind of look in. And so this is part of reaching. And also, we're going to talk about things that we get to do as a church, like why we're involved in mission. So what we do in our involvement in missions and things like that. So, at the end of the day, this is part of our mission, not just an extra fun thing for us to do.
Honestly, I don't have a whole lot to add to that, because that was a pretty good explanation. That's what we're here for. We're here to grow, reach, and love, and this is just another way to do that.
Yeah. But thanks, guys. It's great.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say this: we hope that you guys had a good time. Hopefully, we'll send this out later in the week, and don't be distracted while driving. And if you want to watch it, if you want to watch it at home, do that. Please watch it at home with your family. That's a good time with family to do that. But we'll say this, that Life Church, go to your mission field, and we will see you next time.
Amen.